All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and you know what time it is. It's time for Degeneracy. We are back with Being a Dick, and I've got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
And I want to thank all my BitChute viewers. You guys are what's making Being a Dick happen. MGTOW.TV, I know you're watching and in there, but I know things have changed a lot. There's some of you guys have left. It sucks that my audience is kind of gone. And even some of my fans were telling me, yeah, sucks that all your audience is kind of leaving. But BitChute, dude, I got videos up in the 400 and something, 500. I mean, we're getting hits. So thank you, guys. Last video's on 100 and, is it 160, 190? Dude, that's great. We want to continue to give you this content. So as long as they're going to let us do it, we're going to do it. Let's get started. We get to talk to people at the party. Can't talk to her. She's on her phone anyway. She wouldn't listen. Can't talk to the girls. Can't talk to anybody. I'm telling you, it's the alphas who did this. Dude, I hate them just as much as you do, but how would they pull that off? I saw Anthony clicking on Camilla's cluck twice, thinking it counts as two likes. Who do you think it was? Definitely someone who's been here before. Dude, that could almost be anyone. We throw parties all the fucking time. We don't throw them in Rusty's room, though. The person who did this must have been snooping around in here before. How do you figure that? Easy. Since I got that photo, this must have been planned beforehand. No one would just walk around with that photo hoping they would find the laptop we all use for posting dig stuff. Y'all use that laptop? Yeah. All dicks have the password and borrow it from time to time. We have a joint dick account for file sharing too. Pictures, videos, music, you name it. I used that laptop to upload some shit yesterday. I used it last week. See? So there's a chance that a dick did this? No. I trust every dick.
No.
Remember, we're trying to find out about the leaked nudes of the teacher. There's doors and shit. I don't care about that guy. And you can't talk to the girl with the water fountain. You can't talk to her. Grim, hey, why are you sitting there all by yourself? I don't know, just chilling. Hey, you saw that cluck? I think it's better if we try to keep it dicks only. I think I want to go with that dick choice. You don't trust me, gotcha. It's not that, but maybe if we don't let it spread, we won't get in trouble for it. Good luck with that. You wouldn't believe how fast rumors spread around here. Are you having fun at the party? It's okay. It's what I needed after this week. Did something happen? No, nothing happened. You look drunk. I'm guessing you're having fun, too. This party's what I needed after this week, too. You didn't push me about my issues, so I'm not gonna do that to you either. Thanks, I'll get over it. Yeah!
Kiss her back.
What's that for? Never fooled around at a party for no reason? Sometimes you just need someone to make out with their fuck, you know? Ah, it did cheer me up. See, look at that! I mean, I didn't fuck or anything, but it was still, she still wanted to make out. What? You see the hatchet?
Hatchet, yeah.
Family comes first. Oh, look at the couches. Yeah. Okay. Those are nice couches.
Yeah.
Let's go back. Gotta admire those couches. That is a nice couch. I'll bet I could get a good fucking rest on that. I sleep on couches, by the way.
Yeah.
So, I will get an awesome couch one of these days, just to sleep on. Hey, get in line! What? For what? What the hell's going on?
The water fountain.
Dude, did you see that cluck? Yeah, what the fuck was that about? Kathy has a hot body, but that wasn't cool. What did you hear about it? Nothing really. I'm going around chatting with dicks about it. Okay, seriously? What asshole put a fucking water cooler next to the bathroom? Hey, finish shitting and get the fuck out. I'm about to piss myself here. How about you? Did you hear anything? I don't know. It's weird. And when I think about it, I was going to check up on Rusty before it happened, but I couldn't find him. I went past his room and I heard moans and noises coming from in there. Was Rusty fucking someone in there? I have no clue. I don't want to ruin his fuck if it was him or anyone else for that matter. People fuck all the time in here, so maybe it's not related. Oh, okay, okay, get in line. We went in there. What was this? The door is locked.
What about that one closest to
us? I thought maybe I could unlock a render or something, but nope. Okay. Oh, shit. I'm gonna go in there, hold on.
Yeah, you can go down.
One keg? This place is a mess. Looks like they partied a lot, but never bothered to clean up. Alright, hold on. I'm trying to...
There's a date in there.
I know that, but I'm not trying to... Seeing if there's a render. Suck my dick, funny. I guess you can't really... Okay. Hey, what are you up to? Hey, Grim. I'm just looking for that laptop. Didn't you hear? They found it and deleted that cluck. Hey, that's great news, and I'm in here for nothing. You know, this used to be Vinny's room. You ever made him these days? Yeah, from time to time. Just never on campus. I can't believe that someone actually used to live here. This room really fell apart after he left, huh? Haha, nope. Except for the missing bed that someone called dibs on. I'd say that the room is even cleaner than it was when he lived here. He really is a pig. The first day we got here, he completely trashed this room after making it his. Hey, I know what room this is. This is the library Rusty mentioned. He said he'll think about letting me stay in here. It's about time that someone uses it for something other than fucking and pissing. Not at the same time, though, I think. I'll head back to the party. Thanks for telling me about the laptop.
That could be your room.
Yeah. Well, there's nowhere else to go in this area.
Yeah. Go upstairs.
Oh, we missed this. Hey, Grim, was it you? What did I do? Cut the act. Admit that it was you. I don't know what you're talking about. The Kathy Cluck. You're the one who posted it, right? Don't discuss it. No, it wasn't, and I'm not going to talk about that with you. You're so boring. No, we're not going to talk about that shit. You don't trust these crazy women, man. Chilled beverages. That's nothing special. Nice couches. Oh, I don't like these couches as much. There's not... I don't
leather.
Know. They don't look that good. You know, when you get a couch, it's gotta be... It's gotta be a special couch.
What about, they got doors, yeah.
Yeah, it's the only way I could go. Hey, about the rooster post, what the fuck was that? It's bad, dude. Rusty has a laptop in his room, which he likely left while being logged in. Someone at the party must have stolen it and posted that cluck trying to frame us. Unless Rusty can smooth things over with Kathy on Monday, it looks like it was successful.
Might have to discuss it.
You discuss it with him. Who do you think did this? I don't point fingers. Nothing good comes from that. Right. All I know is it wasn't a dick. Are you sure? Are you that sure about it? Family comes first. Keep your eyes and ears open. Where did he find the laptop? I saw that Rusty deleted his cluck. Where did he find the laptop? You'll have to ask him about that. Okay, that's all we have to say. Talk to you later. No, you can't. There's nothing you can do over there.
Okay.
We'll talk to her. She's gonna ask about it, though. Hey, Grim, what's up with that cluck? Who did it? I thought you didn't talk to maggots. I'm making an exception.
I discussed
No, I'm not discussing. That's Dick's only information. Let's try not to spread rumors about it. Rumors spread like wildfire around here. Do they really? If not, you tell me how you know you're packing a foot long. How I know you're packing a foot long. Oh, she changes her mind now. You're seriously not going to tell me? I don't know anything about it, so I can't really tell you anything. Why don't you ask Tommy about it? He's been very quiet these last couple of days because of Josie. You know that his stepsister, right? You know that's his stepsister, right? Yeah, I know. He's really that upset about it, huh? He'll get over it. It's classic Tommy. He gets emotional and pissed off fast. After a while, he gets back to normal. I see. Talk to you later. Later, Grim. Grim! Hey, Mona. Going all in tonight, huh? Woo! Where's Camilla? Haha, probably banging some guy, I don't know. I haven't seen her in a while. Hey, you know what we should do? Drink!
Fuck!
You're at a party! You don't you don't just go right back. Drink something? Wow, you read my mind! You're like a mind reader. Go get me something to drink and make it a really cold one.
Yeah, now you got in the past. You know what would have happened if you'd said fuck?
What?
She would have said, guess what? You read my mind. Let's do that. And I don't have to go anywhere.
I don't know about that. She said, watch. I'll tell you how this is going to go down. Mona wanted a cold one. A beer, though? Well, she must be light. Here's your drink. You actually got me one. That's the nicest thing anyone ever did for me. You know, this is why I like you. You really understand me and my needs. I feel so... snores. Mona? There you are, Mona. She just fell asleep. Camilla, did someone put something in her drink? No, I just think she had too many. Maybe it was stupid of me to give her more to drink. Mona, sweetie? Cammy, you're here. I'm so drunk. Haha, no shit. Don't drink anything more, okay? You know that thing you said about Grim? Well, I want to fuck him too. Mona, shush, she's sitting right there. Haha, whoops.
Go back. Oh, you can't talk to him anymore?
No.
Bullshit.
Well, you're not supposed to take advantage of a drunk woman. They would probably penalize you then. I know that. I know that.
I don't know. Usually when you follow my lead, it gets a lot more interesting. But you're like, no,
let's see.
Matt's only had some restful sleep.
Okay. I recognize those dildos. Those are the ones the Tri-Alphas attacked us with. Well... nothing to be had in there. Occupied!
Bathroom.
The door is locked. Looks like the Dicks don't want people to roam the mansion during parties. Where the fuck am I going then? Because there's one that'll say, end free roam. Hey, get I'm in the couch room. Locked again.
Not in there.
God damn. May have sealed my fate.
What about that?
Well, I will do one thing. Because we can. We'll go back to it. But watch me. I'm gonna go into...
save.
No. Okay. Load.
Load.
Watch this.
Okay.
Grim! Hey, Mona, going all in tonight, huh? Whoa! Alright, watch this. Let's try it again, folks. Let's see if you were right. Fuck! That would be so fucking hot! But I want a drink! Okay, so watch this. Give me something to drink and make it a really cold one. Alright, we're going to try it.
It may not have done anything, but maybe it planted a seed.
We'll see. Chilled beverages, grab a beer. We're actually going back to test DP's theory. Here's your drink. You actually got me one. That's the nicest thing anyone ever did for me. You know, this is why I like you. You really understand me and my needs. Snores! Oh, here we go! But we did it. Haha, no shit. That's it. We lost it. So let's go back. So there we go. That was the one. Alright. I didn't go in the store.
Yeah.
Leave me alone, maggot. Now's not the time.
Alright.
Fine.
Go through that door.
The door is locked. Hey, great that you found that laptop. I saw that you deleted the cluck. Yeah, I found it at the library. Are you okay? People already saw it. Just because it's gone from our account doesn't erase it from the internet. Who knows how many saved that picture?
He's right.
Poor Kathy. Yeah. What do you think will happen now? I'll know on Monday. I hope I don't face the same fate as Chad did. Well, you know what that means. I do know what that means. But how do you know that I know? Derek told us what happened with Chad. Fucking Derek. And let me tell you, when Derek told us about it, everyone's jaw just dropped. The Dick's got some mad respect for you to fight him and get him kicked out of the Alphas. That's not the full story. Also, they don't respect me that much. Not a single Dick has even mentioned it to me. That's good. This means we can trust our brothers then. It was Tommy's idea not to tell you. You're still a maggot and Hell Week is our special ritual. Can't blow up a maggot's ego too much. I was obviously not supposed to tell you this, but fuck it. Since Tommy's not doing his job telling you things, I figured that someone should tell you something. Just don't mention I told you this. Do you really think Kathy will force you to resign as president? Kathy is a reasonable woman, but I've never seen this happen before to any teacher. Being who I am has put me on her good side, but this will undoubtedly affect that. Being a president doesn't seem to matter with them as far as I know. To me, they made it pretty clear that they don't make any exceptions. I wasn't talking about the presidential title. Then what is putting you on her good side? Well, you know me as Rusty, right? My legal name is Russell Bergmeister. Oh. Bergmeister? As in Bergmeister and Royce? Yeah, that's the one. I have so many questions right now. Another time, Grim. I've got to deal with this problem. Also, leave the whole rooster drama to me. Don't let it ruin your Hell Week. If you say so. And hey, thanks for telling me things. I appreciate that. Don't mention it.
Can you go in any other door?
Hold on. I want to go back in that door. It's another door. Door's locked. Okay. Well, I was just checking.
Yeah. Well,
whoops.
Yeah.
Door's locked. Looks like the Dicks don't want people to roam the mansion during parties. Shit. Oh yeah, we have to go. Okay.
And free round.
Yeah. It's just a game. Everything's a fucking game with you. Why are you being such a bitch? I hate that she's here. Want me to kick her out? Why would you do... He said, would you do that? Wow, I was joking. I mean, I could probably make her leave. Look at Maya, she's about to crumble. Good, do it. But I'm not gonna. Her presence really bugs you that much? She ruins my fun, okay? How am I supposed to enjoy a party when she's here? You have no fucking clue how she is. She ratted me out to my mom for using her nail polish. What? I wouldn't have pegged you for a drag queen. Boom! That was a good one. I was inhaling it, stupid. Fuck me, what a moody dick. Loosen up. It feels like I'm babysitting. You need to chill. And speaking of inhaling stuff, you brought some? Nail polish? No. Haha, okay, fuck off. I've got something, but we should get some fresh air along with it. Hey, what the hell? Are you spying on us? No, I'm just waiting to take a piss. There's someone in there. You're gonna piss in Jamie's room? Whoops, wrong door. This is a big mansion. Quit your bullshit. Come with us. Another order? Okay. Watch your step, or you'll end up needing that. A wheelchair? What's it doing up here? Hey, fuck you guys. You're gonna smoke without me? Smoke? That doesn't quite look like a cigarette.
Oh my gosh.
Ha ha ha.
Is that?
Yep. I know that.
Marijuana.
Oh, marijuana. Not that I've ever smoked anything like that
the
before.
Devil's lettuce?
Yeah, that's that Lucifer's lettuce. Huh. What the hell is that? Never tried weed before? No. You've been missing out. Why does it smell so sweet? It's a Swisher Sweet, ain't it? Ha ha, look. No, that's not a Swisher. That's not a blunt. Ha ha, look. A bitch parade. That was my favorite thing about smoking Swisher Sweets, though. That shit smelled good. Oh, those guys. You should have seen Derek yesterday. He really laid it into them at their stupid protest. Leon, go get Derek and tell him to go outside. Feminists are marching the streets and I want a show. Oh, this is gonna get good. Whoa, shit! Ha ha ha, relax! You're fucking crazy. Smoke weed!
Smoke weed.
Smoke weed every day. Alright, what do I do? You stick it
up your ass.
I'm sorry, that's exactly what I would fucking say when somebody would tell me to do. I've been in that situation. What I do? Oh, you stick it up your ass. Right. Didn't you just watch three people smoke? Fuck off, but really, how do I do it? For starters, learn how to hold it properly. Right now, you look like a fucking teenage girl smoking a cigarette. Put it between your index finger and your thumb. Exactly. What the fuck? Dude's got it between his... That's some weird shit right there. Like this? Yeah, just like that. Yeah, you got it. Why do I have to hold it like this? Because it's cool? No, fuckface. The weed is precious and holding it like that lets you smoke it all. Right. Cupping your hand over the joint prevents it from dying out. It doesn't burn as good as a cigarette. Now, get those lips around it and inhale deep. Hold, and then let go. That's it. Hold your breath for as long as you can. Absolutely. You gotta get it all in. You'll feel a stinging sensation in your chest as your lungs fill with smoke. It's very important. Not that Grimm's teaching y'all how to smoke weed, but, you know, I know these things. Don't be scared of it. It won't harm you. Well, doctors say differently, but I ain't fucked up about that. When it gets too much for you, you just exhale, and you're gonna get cottonmouth. Ha 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 ha. That reminds me of my first time. Yeah, but you were what, 12? This is way funnier. Damn, my chest hurts. You'll get used to it. When do I feel something from it? Pretty soon, brah. Give it a few minutes. You'll know for sure when it kicks in. How's the pledge board coming along, Grim? Tomorrow's the big night. Wrapped up most of it by now, right? Haha, good one. They're not even close. This might be the first year we actually reject maggots. That's what you think. I got the final slap yesterday and Derek gave a wedgie to a nerd earlier today. The beers will be finished by tomorrow night. We have worn the helmet constantly. Yup, we did. That's why I constantly did that. Tomorrow we'll have that sexy car wash. We're doing fine. Fine, he says. They're missing a lot of activities on that board. What's left? I haven't heard any one of you fuck neither a feminist or a teacher. Who did you fuck outdoors? Why aren't the preps washing up from eggshells and yolk? I'm calling it right now. You're screwed. Look, there's Derek. I've got to see this. Whoa! Shit. Hey, I think Junior here is starting to feel it. Guys? Fuck. Lie down. You shouldn't be standing for this. Shit, I shouldn't be on a goddamn roof. Yeah. Wow, your face is all pale. It really hit you hard, didn't it? I have been there. All right. Story time.
Big Lebowski.
One time, I was smoking a hookah with my friends, and one of my female friends, she takes the end of it, and what you can do with a hookah is you can blow the shit into somebody else's lungs. So she takes that hookah, and she goes, when she just blows all that shit into my lungs, I was literally off the ground floating. Like, I remember I watched Resident Evil Extinction, the third one.
Yeah.
And I was just jittery all the whole time through. And I was like, oh my God. It's like, I felt like something was going on. But while I was in the car, I noticed, like, I started floating. And there was like a green. Yeah, it was literal green. It's not something I imagined, but I literally saw the color green floating around me. And it lasted for about 3 fucking days.
That might have had a little something extra in it.
That shit was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I floated for about 3 days. I could still sleep, but when I'd wake up, I'd be like,
okay.
Yeah. Whoa. Can't find any words? Don't worry, that happens from time to time. They got the right music for this. Hip-hop just kind of works for me when I'm smoking joints. It's one thing I will say. Not that I've ever, you know, smoked joints or any kind of. Don't do anything stupid now. Just relax. This is the best part of it. Breathe and feel the calmness, how it sweeps over you. Next time you should try it while being sober. It gets even weirder. Now, we created something. But we created something called a medieval shotgun. This was something really interesting. Basically, what you would do is you would drink, you would have a shot, and then somebody would blow smoke into your mouth directly. Well, no, I mean, but you would basically, you basically would, as soon as you hit that shot, somebody would immediately blow the smoke into your mouth.
Yeah.
So you get the hit of the alcohol and the hit of the weed at the same fucking time. Yeah, we did use whiskey for, we used tequila for that. It's a shame that it doesn't last long. Maybe up to an hour if you're lucky and stop smoking after it hits. Haha, I labeled you as a perverted white knight pussy, but you're actually quite fun. Still a pussy though, but a fun pussy. She reminds me a lot of my ex now. No comebacks? Ah, that's the best part about teasing you. This really is your first time being high? Yeah. There are so many fun things you can do while being high, like going to Walmart at 3 in the morning. You can't do that anymore, because they... Nope. Yeah, it sucks. And it's always a different experience. Take eating, for example. It's insane how much you can eat when you're high, and everything tastes so good. Yeah. Aha, you don't even know. Why the fuck are you answering? Because I do. Yeah. You're totally baked. I'm getting there, too. Fuck me.
Liquor?
Hell, yeah. Lick, lick. Hey, what are you doing? It does taste great, just like you said. I said eating tastes great, haha. Does it really taste good? That is, yeah, that's something I love when you're just completely fucking baked and you don't even care. Yeah. Hey, it does. It always made intimacy better for me when you were just completely fucked out of your mind. Like, you don't worry about shit. Want to check if I taste great in other places? Sure. How much is it worth to you? I'm not gonna pay you for this. Can we do it just because we want to? That look on her face. We can do that. This time. Want to taste me?
What?
Taste me instead?
It doesn't matter. Either one sounds good.
Hell yeah! What are you waiting for? Dig in! Yeah, this tastes great. Haha, shut up and eat my pussy, pervert. Moans. I mean, you could just have to imagine it, folks. What a surprise, you actually don't suck at that. I wonder why you can't get voice actors. Smoking weed and eating pussy. This is a pretty good first time for you. I want to be your first. My first? Haha, you're not my first. You've never fucked high before. That's a big first. You never forget that first time. I want to be the one you think about every time you blaze a fatty. But damn, your cock is so fucking big. Have you seen my hand? It's even bigger. Haha, shut up. That's the weed talking. But for real, it's really huge. Where did the choir come from? Thanks, I grow it myself. Haha, are you gonna shut up or keep making stupid jokes? Seriously, check this. That's how far up inside me you'll get. It's insane. Lay back and enjoy, pervert. I'm fucking wet already. This is gonna be like a slip and slide. I'm not gonna do that. Hey, are you okay? Did it hit you again? You're gonna enjoy this next part. Just breathe and focus your cock. Feel it. Now my pussy envelops it. With every single thrust of my hips, blood just rushes to your dick. Hey, are you with me? Earth to pervert. Yeah, I'm back. You're so soft. I can't believe this. You look so rough, but your skin is melting in my hands. Haha, what the fuck are you even saying right now? God damn, what did he smoke? Cowgirl. Fuck her from the side. Continue. I think they're doing cowgirl right now.
Well, hit cowgirl and see what happens.
That's it, bro.
Oh, yeah, basically.
Fuck her from the side. Yes, that's the fucking spot. Deeper. Yeah. That's it. Hey, let me fuck you from behind. You're not gonna fall off, are you? No, I'm feeling better. Alright. You're really going deep, aren't you? You fuck as slow as a turtle, but damn, you're hitting the right spot. But any faster and she would have complained. Breathing loudly. You're so deep. I can almost feel you in my belly. That sounds like a head tie thing. I want to go deeper. I don't think that's possible. What if we use that chimney?
I wondered if someone was going to get a picture for him fucking in public.
You want to fuck me against the chimney? Yeah. Okay, be real fucking careful when you fuck me. I don't want you to fall off. Aha. Uh-huh. What are you laughing at? I can't believe how much you care for me. You're so sweet. And you're so fucking high. I just don't want tomorrow's headlines to read high campus pervert dead from high fall. Shut up and fuck me. Okay, this isn't deeper. And don't make her fall down the chimney either. He said, oh, well, at least she's honest. But you're still filling me up. Your ass is so hot. Finally, a coherent sentence. My dick feels like it's floating. What? Are you close to coming? I don't know, it's shaking a bit. Here, let me finish you off. Grab that chimney hard and fuck my throat until you come. I can't believe that you can take all of me like that. Suck, suck. Okay, I'm definitely feeling something now. I'm gonna come! Ah! Okay. Haha, you look like you've seen a ghost or something. What just happened? You'll make sense of this when you wake up tomorrow, I'm sure. Man, a big place like this and we still run out of bathrooms every time I need to take a piss. It's fucking ridiculous. Hey there, buddy. Did you miss me? Ah, what the? Dude, this maggot is fucking dope. Hey, lie down and rest. I'm not letting you go until I'm sure you won't fall off the edge. This feeling is surreal. I've never been this calm before. I know. That's why I like to smoke. Smoking is really good, actually. It does calm your ass down. Whoa! Finally. Feeling like yourself again? I'm still drunk. Good enough. Let's head back inside. You've been here since the start of the scavenger hunt, right? Yes, I have. Are you done with your list? No, Quinn had me paired up with Josie for it, and we haven't really started. How about you? Yeah, we did a few, but most of them are stupid simple. And honestly, it's not that fun. It feels like we're running errands, getting them alcohol and whatnot. Getting alcohol? Our lists aren't the same, are they? I checked with Mona and Camilla earlier. The lists are totally different. It's almost impossible to cheat and help each other. Trying to take credit for my idea, are you? That's a bummer. You're really Tommy's sister? Stepsister, why? Do you know him? The way he described you, I thought you'd be ugly or fat. But you're neither. You're actually very pretty. Thanks? You'd make a killing at the club. She's not lying. What club? The Pink Rose. You know how to dance? What kind of a dance are you talking about? You know, the kind where you gyrate your hips. Lily's working extra as an exotic dancer. A stripper, Ash. Fancy words fool no one. Oh, that's cool. I don't believe you think that. And never mind, it was just a thought. Grim, hey! Hey, what's up? Have you seen Derek? I've been looking for him. Last time I saw him, he was chasing a feminist down the street. Thanks. Can I have a moment alone with him? Hey, I know you don't want to talk to me. You have the same look on your face that Tommy had when he saw me here. I just need to say one thing to you. Don't take what happened between you and me out on Maya. I hate to see your friendship get ruined over this. If you think that's what this is, you couldn't be more wrong. Then talk to me. Talk to her. Talk to us. I realize I already made my bed with my choices. And if I got the chance to go back and change them, maybe I would. I'm not sure. And I've made my bed with mine, too. I need to talk to both of you, but not here. Somewhere private. Right now? Yes, I won't have this courage when I'm sober. There's a ruined library on the bottom floor. Meet me there. I'll go get Maya. This is probably gonna get hurt a lot, but I have to do it. Okay. Hey. Hi. Maya. Josie. The lies and secrets won't end if I don't do this right now. I'm tired of it being this hard to be with you. It's exhausting, really. I met Josie this summer at our summer job. She was the girl I went back home to date last week. We flirted, made out, and had sex. What? Josie. Maya's not innocent in this either. We've come very close to each other. We also flirted, made out, and we pretty much had sex. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Is it true? It is. What about you? Yes. There's no excuse for it. Grim has been there for me when you weren't. He's been my way to escape. But you don't like boys. I know. That's huge. Why did you do it? for the same reasons as yours. He was there for me. He made me feel something again. A feeling that wasn't worry. With all that's been going around us, I really needed that.
Think it's gonna get good here in a
minute. Are we supposed to feel angry now? I don't know. Are you feeling angry? I'm trying to. I don't know why, but it feels like it's a natural thing to feel. So I'm really trying as hard as I can to feel it. But I don't feel it. You cheated on me, but so did I. For the exact same reasons. Maybe that's why we're understanding each other right now? We're the same. We're just as bad. I forgive you. You do? Why? I know my actions haven't shown it, and being forced to stay away from you, it made us weaker. But you have to believe me. Deep down, I never stopped loving you. Please, don't leave me. I've had many doubts about us lately, but they were never because of what we are when we're together. The doubts were because of what we are when we're apart. I never stopped loving you either, and I forgive you too. This is why you stormed out. It's not the only reason, you know that. Yeah, I know. You've given me too many chances, and I've blown every single one of them by not letting you closer to me. Keeping my guard up when I should have realized that you were worth letting it down for. I really don't deserve another chance, but I still want one. I don't know what you did to Maya to make her feel like this. I only know what you made me feel, so I think I can understand what she's feeling. You and I, we barely even got a chance, and it wasn't an honest one, and I still blew it. I want another chance, too. I don't know what either of you mean by that. What's this chance you're talking about? Are you talking about friendship or love? Which is it? Do we have to know? These last couple of days, I felt like shit because of this. Derek has been there for me, talking me through things a lot. And even though he can be pretty damn stupid, he's opened my eyes to something. What's that? That I rush into things without thinking. Everything I've been doing lately has been on impulse, especially when it comes to women. He's talked me into dating others. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I think that's been good for me. The only thing I know for sure is that it feels great getting this conversation off my chest. Maya, Josie, I don't hate you. Try for something more or stay friends.
Try for something more?
It's been the opposite. I wanted to see if I could love you, and I did feel something. I want to give you another chance, but a part of me wishes that there's something more than friendship waiting for me down that road. And that's what makes the situation so damn complicated. I can't say what I feel about this in front of you. Do you think I can? It would be such a huge risk. It would. I don't want to lose you. You wouldn't. You can say that now, but what about later? Are you really sure? I don't know if this helps you at all, but whenever I wasn't sure of what to do in life, my dad told me that making choices while following your heart would take you exactly where you're supposed to be. And that is why some choices are harder to make than others, especially when your heart tells you to go against the grain. The biggest choices in life may be of great risk and promise a great reward. The scariest part about making these big choices is that you have no clue if there's a turning back, if the outcome wasn't what you desired. But even how scary it may feel, just remember that first part. Following your heart will take you exactly where you're supposed to be. Whispers, whispers, whispers. We're sorry, but we can't do it. It's just too big of a risk, and our hearts tell us it's wrong. Okay, that's it then. I wish you the best. I'll give you another chance, but as a friend, I'll take that offer any day. Me too. Well, I did it. That wasn't just their choice. It was a big choice for me too. I told them how I felt. Even if it didn't go the way I'd hoped, I followed my heart. I could move on knowing that I tried and that I was meant to be this way. This isn't it for me. I'm supposed to be somewhere else.
Well, that's good. It won't conflict with the other, Jill or...
Yeah, I followed my heart.
Any of the others.
Dad, thank you. I'm nervous. I'm gonna have an affair with a married woman. And I'm gonna get proof of it too, just for a pledge board? This is too stupid. I wanna fuck her, but it shouldn't be like this. This must be her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go. Did you come alone? Yes, I've been here for 10 minutes. There's no one else here. Get in. Hi. Don't kiss her yet. Not yet. I mean, I'm not. I don't think going in for a kiss. What do you think?
I guess go in for a kiss. Why not?
Oh, that's gonna be bad.
Is it?
Uh-uh. Not here.
Alright. Well, they didn't ruin it for you.
No.
Where are we going?
Hey, where are we going? Or you look great.
Or you look great. Let's try that compliment.
Damn. You look great tonight. I always look great.
Yeah.
Of course, but tonight you look extra good. How are you feeling? Better? That doesn't sound convincing. It's better, but it's been a rough couple of days. You have a lot to learn. What do you mean? About how to handle heartbreak and not show weakness. And that smell I sense. Let me tell you, you're not gonna find the answer at the bottom of a bottle. How do you do it? I think about what's important. My career and kids. The love for my husband is low priority compared to that. Wow. But can you kind of blame her because he storms in drunk and screams another woman's name?
Yeah.
And these days, it's as low as it can get. I'm sorry to hear that. Don't be. As I said, I have other priorities. And my priority tonight is to use you. I'm not letting you go until you've made me feel like a woman again. We're here. Where is here? Here is the place where a teacher would blow her student swallow every single drop of cum. Here we go, folks. Just like that? Just like that. Recline your seat, Grim. By the way, do you like role-playing? It's not gonna be that Dungeons and Gremlins crap, I hope. What kind of role-playing? Just call me Mommy, okay? Oh, here we go. Mommy? Yes. Now ask Mommy to suck your cock. Here we go, folks. Suck my cock, Mommy. Oh, Mommy, yes, just like that. Suck, slurp. Ah, damn, that feels good. Suck, slurp, relax. There's that damn 70s fucking cop music. I'm not even lying to y'all. That's stuff that I jam, like, on the daily. There's artists that still make this kind of music. And every time I'm working, that shit gets me going. Like, I guess it's supposed to be for porn, but it also is good for work. Let Mommy take care of you. Apologize about my door, it has a creak. There we go.
Back just in time.
Sure did. Oh, Mommy, I'm gonna come. Gulp. Lick. Smack. Breathe heavily. Oh, Mommy, that was so fucking good. I didn't want to come that fast. Fuck. What's wrong, son? I really wanted to fuck you tonight. You will. That's why we started out here.
Yeah.
Now that I know you really want it, we're going back to my place. What? I couldn't take the risk before knowing it for sure. Your place, your husband isn't at home? Of course he is. You're gonna fuck me in front of him. What the hell? What? Relax, I'm only pulling your leg. It's just gonna be you and me, son. You live in the city? Yes, I do. Love that shade of lipstick. Those glasses just go perfect with it. Now this is important. In about 1 minute, I'm gonna need you to duck and hide in the front seat. Uh-oh. Stay hidden until I tell you the coast is clear. Do you understand? Yes, Mommy. Good boy. Okay, now hide. Can I talk? Shh. Okay, Mommy. Such a naughty boy. Mmm. When we get home, Mommy is going to punish you. Okay, I'm going to call the elevator. When the car beeps, you get out and walk straight into it. This is too hot. I feel like a secret agent. Car beeps. That's my cue. Good. Look straight ahead. No eye contact. You're getting off at floor 18. Exit and use the staircase. Go down to floor 17. Wait 3 minutes before exiting the stairwell. If I haven't knocked on the door, the coast is clear. My apartment is the first one on the right. Don't knock. Just enter. I got it. Oh, if you fuck this up. Agent Grimm with a license to fuck married teachers. Okay, that sounds stupid. 3 minutes are up. She didn't knock. The coast is clear. We're gonna save.
Save it.
Save, and then, yeah. Then
go that way. I think it's the first door on the right.
Just enter. Okay. Where is she?
I wonder what happened if you did the first door on the left.
We're gonna do that. I'm not gonna be an idiot and call out for her. Lock the door. Bedroom is to the left. Okay, we found this one. Now let's find out what happens when we go in the other one. We saved.
Oh, okay.
Just enter. The door is locked. Wait, did she say left or right? Let's try this one instead.
Okay,
so we'll just go back, because I think I fucked up. Let's just, go back. No. Load. On the right. There we go. Lock the door. The bedroom is to the left. Are you in here? No.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right! I'm impressed, son. You follow instructions well. Remove all your clothes and get on the bed. This is so hot, Mommy. Do you know it's even hotter? No, what? This. Handcuffs? Really? Trust me, I'm not about to take a naked young student as a prisoner. This just adds some extra spice to it. Stay here while Mommy gets ready for you. This is awkward. Naked and cuffed in my teacher's bed. The photo doesn't make this better. She's sure taking her sweet time. People actually use handcuffs when they have sex? I thought that was a movie thing. It's a bit scary. She could pretty much do whatever she wants to me, and I couldn't do anything about it. Oh god, I hope she's not planning on doing something weird to me. Over here, son. Mommy is here. Whoa, we gonna use that for the main picture.
Turn around for me.
Oh wow, turn around for me. Do you like it? Fuck yeah, I do. Look at you. Such a big, strong young boy. But right now, you're all powerless. All powerless. And Mommy is in control. Haha, I remember back when I was a teenager. It was always fascinating to see how hard boys got so quickly. And let me tell you, that's something that changes with age. I have barely touched you and you're already ready for me. That's just how hot you are, Mommy. Can you feel my pussy through my panties? The warmth and the wetness? The last time I don't want you to shoot your load so goddamn fast. Oh, sorry. This time I don't want you to shoot your load so goddamn fast. Do you get that? If you're even close to coming, you tell me immediately. Because I'm gonna wear that dick you have down to a knob. I'm gonna show you that experience is way better than youth. And that you don't have to spell coconut with your hips to give a man the ride of their life. What's that look on your face? Are you scared?
Never heard of that one, spell coconut with your hips.
I've never heard that. That's a new one. A little bit. Yeah. You have to look that up. Good. What? Shut up. It's Mommy's turn to have her fun now. Oh, yes. Shit, Jade. Don't you break character. What's my name? It's Mommy. Damn straight, don't you forget it. Ride me, Mommy. Shut up, son. Listen to what Mommy tells you. Well, that's kind of hot. Those cuffs aren't coming loose until I come and you shoot a load over me. Wow, you're really bouncing hard. Fuck me! That look in her eyes. Is it pure and raw lust? Seems like hatred, too. She's using me to get an outlet for her frustrations. It's so fucking hot. Oh, fuck me, son. This is so dirty and kinky. Yeah, mommy. Want to know something that would make it even kinkier? Yes, tell me. Man, I hope I don't blow it. Grab my phone and film us fucking. I want to watch that video and jack off to it later. You want to jack off to me fucking you? Yeah, I don't want to forget this moment, mommy. The idea of it makes me so fucking horny. This movie cannot be shown to anyone. Do you understand me? It's only for me, I promise. You have to delete it after you've watched it. Promise me that. I promise. I just want to see your hot body riding me again. Okay, I'm going to give you something to jack off to, son. I'm going to fuck your brains out, son. Ride me, mommy. That's enough of that. Let me spin around. How do you like this? Yes, don't stop. I could never do this position with Steven's cock. It keeps falling out when I'm at the top. But not with yours. It's right where it should be, pressing hard against my insides. You ride like a pro. I told you, nothing beats experience. If you can't use it the right way, it doesn't matter how tight that pussy is. How are you feeling? Great, I'm so fucking horny, I think I'm gonna burst. Not yet, I have something for us. Hey, what's that? It's an oil. This will give both you and me the most explosive orgasm you can get. It's cold. When you're getting close to coming, your cock will swell up with pleasure. Let's try something new. This is so hot. Shut up, son. Yes, mommy. I'm in control now. Wow, holy shit, that's a new one on me. Moans. It feels like the bed might break from this. Then let it break. Shit. Moans. Shit, she's so fucking into it. It's like she's obsessed. I don't know if I should be turned on or scared, but I'm as hard as I can get. Enough of this. It's your turn to pound me. No matter how much I scream, you don't stop. Pound me as hard as you fucking can. Yes, mommy. Moans. Yes! Harder. I said harder. I'm doing it as hard as I can. Ah! Ouch, holy shit! Shut up! Fuck you, Steven, you pathetic sack of shit. Wow. You think you can buy yourself titles instead of earning them, don't you? Honorary professor? That's fucking pathetic. I earned my title. How about you try that for a change? Can you buy titles?
Yeah, it's not legal, but you can do it.
She's really using me to get rid of those pent-up anger issues. Does that work? I could try it, too. Huh? Yes. Yes! That's it. Take my cock, mommy. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Come to bed. What the hell is it that you're looking at for so long? Shut up, Linda! Shit, this is what you meant. My dick is fucking swelling up. Ah! Fuck, that's so intense. Ah, is it supposed to feel this much? Ha ha ha, oh fuck! Ha 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 ha! I'm trembling! Ah! Thank you. You have no idea how much I needed that. I think I came inside you a bit. You're on the pill, right? No, but you don't need to worry about that. Join me for a bath, son. Let's get ourselves cleaned up. I'm sorry for being a bit aggressive back there. Aggressive? I thought it was passion. Maybe a bit of both. It's the first time in many months I've had the chance to get that release. I am so relaxed right now. I've never done this before. With a student, I mean. It's a line I never thought I'd cross. What made you do it? I chalk it up to the constant fights with Steven, his cheating, and you're reciprocating my advances. I truly needed this. Me too. I've never fucked an older woman before. I have fantasized about it, but I never thought the teachers did it too. It's not something you... pardon, you talk about to anyone. But of course teachers have those fantasies. It will cross the mind of even the most prudish teacher. It's dirty and taboo. That's what makes it so much hotter. I see. Speaking of things you don't talk about, what we did can ruin both of our futures. Are you sure you're capable of keeping this secret? Fuck, I'm so torn. Yeah. Good. Will we be doing this again? Can't get enough of mommy, can you? Let me answer you like this. You like this, don't you? Yeah, very much. Honey, are you in the bath? Oh, no. Wait. Click. I'm not decent right now. Come on, honey, I've seen you naked many times. I'm mad at you. This again? Not again, I've never stopped being mad. Open up and let's talk it out. Whispers, what are you doing? Ugh. Honey? Go away or I'll find something to throw at you. This is ridiculous. Open up right now or I'll go get the screwdriver. What? No, if you get the screwdriver, you can bring the divorce papers with it. Will you stop threatening me with that? We're not getting divorced. Only because you were stupid to not get a prenup, you jackass. Leave me alone. Fuck this. I'm trying here, honey. You've got to work with me on this. If you really want me to try, respect me and leave right now. Go to the bar and don't come back until they close. Footsteps. Breathe heavily. If that didn't make me come in silence, I would have slapped you. Playtime is over. It's time for us to get you out of here. Wow. Are you ready? Are you sure we're gonna do this? There's no other way to do it. This is it, you know. It's now or never. But what about the other tasks? I, may have taken care of a few last night. A few? Which ones? Are we gonna drink or what? Tell me which task you did. It's under control, and I really don't want to talk about it. You're telling me later. One, two, three, drink! Alright. It's really hard.
All right. Getting better at it. You went too fast around that corner.
Why don't we drink more earlier? Because we're stupid. Don't stop. Done.
Oh, fuck.
You gotta tell me now. What task did you do? I got the third slap from Wendy. Haha, no, you got the fourth slap. Mona slapped me 2 days ago. What? Doesn't matter. She would have slapped me anyway. So that's one task that's done. That's it? No, I may have gotten two more. Two more? Wow, what the hell did you do? Do you trust me? Yeah, I trust you. Great, then trust me with this. After doing the car wash, we just need to bang a teacher and we're done. Jade, there's no turning back if I tell him about her.
Keep Jade a secret.
Right. No, that was stay mine and Jade's secret. I'm gonna delete that video. Is that really it? It is, but fucking a teacher, I still have no clue how to do it. You know, I could just deduce what you did last night, if I think about it. Please, don't think about it. Did you fuck Wendy or Minnie outdoors? Ha 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 ha. You sure are a team player. Hot dick car wash. Now, I don't know what's gonna happen, because we kept one a secret. and I don't know if the guys will know or somebody's going to find out in private or whatever.
I don't know.
But...
Well, they did fucking public. I bet he counts that as him having the...
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we're going to pass the Hell Week. Now, are we going to go through the car wash or are we going to end here? Let's go do the car wash.
Yeah, let's do the car wash.
Do the car wash and then we'll end. Ha 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 ha. That's some hot shit right there. My money's on Sweet Cheeks. I think they both got it. Hell yeah, that's how it should be. This is a team effort, maggots. In today's car wash, it's Hots versus Dicks. And somehow the Dicks have never won. There we go. Damn, look at that bikini. There's nothing there.
I know. Those are my favorite ones.
Yep. Look at her. Look at Josie.
Yeah,
she's tucking
the...
Yep. Yep. There's all the hots. Somehow, huh? Hey, if you manage to get $10, you should consider it a victory. Okay, everyone, listen up. The rules are simple. You get 1 hour to earn as much money as possible from washing cars. Wash the cars with sponges and bodies. Have fun with it. The team that earned the most money after the hour is up wins. This is unfair. There are 6 of them. We're just 2. That's not what's unfair, dude. On your mark, get set, wash! Car wash, get your car wash here. They're not gonna hear you yelling. Look at what the Hots are doing. They have a sign, fix our sign. The Hots got one! Sexy Hot Car Wash, $25.
Yeah.
Damn, that's pretty high, but you know what?
Well,
I think I'd pay it.
Yeah,
look at that, good lord. I'm gonna put that, this is gonna be our thumbnail. There we go. Look at them go. We're not getting anything here. What did you write on that sign? Deluxe car wash. $50? Are you crazy? Do you even know what a regular car wash costs? This one is deluxe. Screw this, no one is gonna pay $50. $5, why don't you just give my body away for free? The Hots got another one, the Hots are on fire. Ass man, we got one. That's right, boy. That, reaching far now, you hear?
That's Dodgeball. That was copied off of Dodgeball.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Another movie we can't even show anymore in these days.
Oh, I watched.
Oh, I know. We know.
No one makes me bleed my own blood.
I feel so violated. Damn. There we go. Good night.
Every teen movie ever.
Yep. Look at that. Oh, Lord.
That is funny.
That is, yep.
Yeah, I'd pay $25.
Hell yeah. Lord, I'd give him tips. Just 10 minutes to go, ass man. How much did we make? What the fuck do you mean? You're the one in charge of the money.
Oh, no.
Good Lord, a booby wash. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not simping if you pay for beautiful women to wash your fucking car with their breasts.
Well,
in no world is that simping. You're getting what you paid for. You're getting your service. We got one. Don't you forget the charger this time. Put some ass into it, maggots. You're quite the strapping young lad, aren't you? Thanks, ma'am. Please, just call me Lydia. Where are you cute boys from? Burgmeister and Royce, ma'am. Oh, it's you. It's Lydia. Burgmeister and Royce, you say? You know, I used to teach there for 33 years. 1 minute to go. Wrap up your final customer. Derek? Derek! Time's up. Hots, how much did you make? Oh, no. You know what just happened?
What?
Derek's going to fuck a teacher.
Oh.
Shit.
Okay.
Yeah. How much, Hots, how much did you make? $225.
Man,
if they'd stayed later, they probably would have made a grand.
I'd just do a car wash all day.
That's amazing.
Retire at 25.
Hell yeah. Well, I mean, that's the OnlyFans shit. Damn. What about the dicks? At least with the car wash, you actually get to see the dick. I mean, it's there in front of you. Derek was in charge of the money, and he left with an elderly customer. Did you set it up? Yeah, I did. It didn't take much convincing, really. He's been wanting to do something like this for a very long time. So it's on? Yeah, but I don't like it. We are expanding like crazy this year, you know that, right? Don't patronize me. Look who you're talking to. 6 daughters, Sage. It's a record number for the Hots. I wasn't the one insisting on letting Josie in. Also, I didn't think you would accept both Lily and Ashley either. Even if I didn't, we would still be too many. We need that money for the Hots. But hey, if you're willing to let go of your pride, you can just run back home and ask for sponsorship. That's a fucking line you don't cross. I'm helping you out, and we'll do it your way this time. But you're the one who has to break the news to Rusty and Tommy. Hey! Hey, where the fuck have you been? Teacher task, check. Oh! I understand why they call it Hell Week now. At least there won't be a pregnancy scare with this one. Ugh. God damn, he took one for the team. Yeah. It's a G-MILF. You're fucking nuts. No, don't show me the pictures. We did it. Every single task. Yoink. You know what that means, right? It's over. It is. It's over. We did it. Hey, can we cross our tasks off the pledge board? It's not up to date at all. Don't worry about that. This is your evaluation party. Everything will be thoroughly inspected. What's the matter? I have this weird feeling. I know what you mean. Me too. I'm so fucking happy right now. No, it's not that. It feels like we forgot something. We didn't egg the preps. Pick up. Just fucking pick up already. Where the fuck are you guys? You're supposed to be here. We have to start this. Listen up, brothers and maggots. The place will soon be swarming with girls. We have a huge... We will have a huge fucking party tonight. Maggots, if you're invited or not depends on your evaluation. Everyone, gather in the ceremonial hall. This is a nice place. What a huge screen. Sit down in front, maggots. This is your night. What's the evaluation like? You'll see. Just relax and enjoy the show. We're gonna do the evaluation. And then when we get to the party, right, we're done.
Pause it, yeah.
Or save it. No, we're gonna do the evaluation.
No, after the evaluation.
Yeah. You'll see. Just relax and enjoy the show. Whispers. It's starting. Brothers and maggots, as your president, I officially declare Hell Week as being over. Yay! The past week, our maggots have walked through hell. Time has come to determine if the Dick's forces will grow stronger, or if the weakest links will be cut from the chain to protect the future of our brotherhood. Let me present our Hell Week host, Diablo! Cheers. Maggots! I am the one who casts the judgment. I am the one who scrutinizes every tiny detail of your endeavors. I am the one who will decide your fate. I am the one who will determine if you walk out of this mansion wearing the Dick Jacket! And there we are, folks! We have finished the first season of Being a Dick! Wow! So, guys, it's been alright. Since this is the whole first season, we can just talk briefly about it. So, what's been your favorite part of being a dick this season?
All of it.
All of it.
I mean, it's
it was
story.
There was so much to do, and there's so many choices we haven't made. According to what Maya said, her friend put, like 500 hours into this thing? There's a lot of... My God. This is an experience.
I'm going to have to find a copy of the ISO version.
I can probably help you out with that. It's on Mac. You can just support the... I can support... There's somebody can support the dude, and we'll get a copy for you on the Mac. If you think it'll run.
They said they had... Or there is one out there.
Is a mobile version? I don't think there's... I don't know.
Not a mobile for the computer. Or for the Mac. MacBook.
That's one thing we didn't do.
What?
Isabella.
Isabella, yeah. Did go to her house.
Yeah, but that was in... Well, I mean, in episode 4 we didn't.
Well.
So what happens at any of episode 4? Dick score is 20. Massive dick. We did it. Number of major choices, 7. Chick choices, 0. Chick actions 32, dick actions 63. No money, pass classes, perfect classes 3. We failed a class.
What? How did we fail a class?
I don't know. I went out of... Okay. We have to do our evaluation. I went out on a date with Jill and I got to kiss her. The date felt really great. I'm fooling around with multiple girls, but Jill's aware that I'm dating others. It looks like Jill and Josie are starting a friendship. I don't know what to make of that. I practiced playing the song that Jill played for me. We're getting along very well. I don't speak to Bella these last few days. I think that's over.
Bella.
Isabella.
Oh, Isabella.
Josie is here at B&R. She seems to be making the most of it. She already pledged to Hots and started building a friendship with Jill from the looks of it. I tried avoiding her and Maya for a few days, but decided to come clean with them and lay all my cards on the table. After telling Josie and Maya what we have all done together, I told them I wanted to try for something more than friendship with them. They didn't feel the same about me, which really sucked, but now I can move on and find someone who's better for me. I left Maya and Josie as their friends. Maya didn't tell me about Josie before it was too late, and that got me really angry. I tried avoiding her and Josie, but... Okay, we talked about that. Alright. Sage invited me to the Hots movie night. We fooled around during the Hots movie night. Later that night, we fucked. Sage is currently my fuck buddy. I don't know if that's all I'll ever be, but I'm happy with it. So now, we're on... Like, we know all of what happened last time. Alright. So, are we in season 2 officially? Okay, let's save. And let's see if it changes to season 2. I'm gonna go into, Oh, well, I guess it doesn't really... Let's see, it says being a dick, but... I guess it doesn't have a... Wow, look at that. There's different... And, of course, Dr. Pink Cake. By the way, on Twitter, you can't really reply to anything he says. You can't give him... He literally has it, so you can't respond. It's unfortunate. But, yep, that's being a dick, and we're on season 2. So, we'll see you guys on season 2.
Yeah.
Which, of course, you can get both seasons at GOG. So, go ahead, because there's so much to do, and it's only getting more interesting. So, here we go, guys. That's it for being a dick. This is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we are out of here.
Later.